Mohammed Ilyas is struggling. His bakery delivery business has taken multiple hits during Sri Lanka's economic crisis. He battles to find fuel and carries a small amount around with him for emergencies like this when his vehicle stops mid-route. Skyrocketing prices have made his bread and buns more expensive, causing sales to plunge.
To carry on our business, we must queue for around 4 days. Sometimes petrol supplies come, sometimes they don't. There are lots of problems. After all the queuing, we have to buy supplies. The cost of everything has increased.
Despite his own problems, Ilyas drove a neighbour to this police station where gas was being distributed. After months of shortages, tensions ran high when hundreds of people jostled for cylinders.
We came here at 3 a.m. because we heard gas was coming, but it didn't. There were about 100 of us stranded. We called the police, who told us a lorry was expected at the station.
I don't have words to say how difficult without fuel and gas, electricity, and we don't have firewood.
Sri Lanka is bankrupt. Authorities expect inflation to reach 70% in the coming months. Some economists say it's already above 130%. Savarmuthunyanam, a goldsmith, is also feeling the heat.
We can't work without gas, which we use to make jewellery, so we have to buy on the black market at higher prices. Wedding orders for jewellery have almost stopped, so we work one day on, one day off.
Months of political upheaval and demands for President Gotabaya Rajapaksa to resign have led to protesters overrunning his official residence. Rajapaksa has agreed to step down, and negotiations are underway to bring in an all-party government. Whether it's buying jewellery for the traditional wedding or the weekly grocery shop, the current economic crisis has affected Sri Lankans from all income levels. They say restoring economic and political stability to bring down the cost of living is the priority. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.